you're about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You're listening to Dads with Swag, where your coach Sean has the tools to help you navigate some of life's ups and downs.
Let's do it.
Whether you're trying to balance work and life, going through a difficult time in marriage, or trying to manifest that perfect mate, Sean can get you from where you are to where you want to be. Loving husband and dad of two amazing girls, your coach Sean can help you turn your dreams into goals and make them a reality. No more faking change, it's time to start making change with the swaggiest dad of them all, your coach, Sean.
Welcome back to Dads with Swag. Yeah, we coming at you from the swaggiest studios of all, the Dads with Swag Studios. You can hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean. You can always email me, Sean, SeanAlfonso.com. Go to the website for all our past episodes at DadsWithSwag.com. All our shows are available on iTunes. Make sure you guys show us some love. Rate, review, comment on the show. Everything you need. We're also actually on a bunch of different places too. Everywhere you can find podcasts, you can find Dads with Swag. So make sure, you know, if you got an Android or whatever, you don't have an iTunes account, or you got a friend that got an Android or a Google phone and they don't have an iTunes account, make sure you let them know. Check out Dads with Swag. Go to our website and you can hit up all the different places you can get Dads with Swag. So make sure you check us out. We got a great week for you this week. This week, we're talking Thanksgiving travel with the kids. All right, because the holiday is right around the corner. And I know there's probably a lot of people that are cutting out. They got kids. They're going to go see the in-laws, go see some family, go check out some friends, and you're going to have some travel needs. So this week, that's all we're talking. All things Thanksgiving travel with the kids. So we're just going to jump into it. You know, before you get going, the number one thing you got to do is get the kids excited, right? You got to get the kids excited for going on this trip, whether you're going to grandma's house or grandpa's house or auntie or uncle's house or just some friend's house, or maybe you guys are just going out on vacation while the kids have some time off school and you're not even really tripping about the Thanksgiving turkey thing. You just getting out of town. So you got to get the kids excited and get them excited about the mode of transportation as well. You know, if you guys are going on a plane, get them excited about airplanes. Going on trains, get them excited about trains. And if you're driving in a car, get them excited about like all the different things you're going to get to see while driving in the car. Because I know for me, my kids, they'd rather fly than drive, right? So if we're about to take a road trip, I got to get them super hyped up about being in the car for, you know, a long period of time. So get them excited. Get them excited about being in the car or being on the plane or, you know, whatever mode of transportation y'all going to do. Because that's going to give them more involvement, right? When they get excited and they get to give some feedback and give a little bit of involvement in it, then it's going to make it that much more enjoyable for the trip. The next thing you got to do is the place you're going. You know, these days, a lot of people are doing like VRBOs and stuff like that. But if you're going to the in-laws or an aunt's or uncle's, or, you know, maybe you're going to stay at a hotel or you're getting a VRBO while you're in that town, check and find out what kind of childproofing they got, you know, because 9 times out of 10, the people you're going to visit, they're not living in a kid-friendly house anymore, you know? It was a kid-friendly house back in the day, but it's not necessarily as kid-friendly as it might have once been. So you got to get your childproofing game on the go and kind of figure out like what you're going to need. You know, if you got little toddlers and stuff, maybe the number one thing you got to do is throw in a couple extra packs of those plug covers, you know, throw those into a suitcase. The major stuff like cabinet closers and toilet seat closers and all that stuff, I really wouldn't worry about too much because hopefully there'll be enough eyes around. But definitely those little, you know, plug covers, those are important because you don't want a kid sticking something inside of a socket. Because that's not gonna work out well for anyone. So I would check and see, like, you know, how do the doors to the outside latch and lock? You know, maybe you might need to bring some doorknob, you know, handle cover things, or different things like that. Like, just think about, like, what are some things that you might need to bring with you to help make the environment, the hotel or whatever it may be, a little bit more child friendly. I know for me, whenever I traveled with the kids, we'd always stay in hotels, and I would always bring the plug protectors with me. And then everything else, like curtain strings and things like that, I would just tie up into a knot up high so they don't choke themselves, or, you know, put chairs by doors so they can't get out of doors and things like that. So check out, you know, child proofing is important. So check out the situation where you're going to be going, and think about things that you might need to bring with you. If you're going to be flying, right? The first thing you want to do is, and I've said this in previous shows, and actually I'm going to add something onto it this show, because one of our listeners had, she loved the idea and she even took it to the next level. And that's the cool thing I love about this show, because there's so much engagement with listeners. You know, I love you guys love me. And it's just, I like this great back and forth, because I'm not the end all be all, you know what I'm saying? And swaggy dads, there's probably some swaggier dads out there than me. And there's probably some swaggier moms out there than me. But the cool thing is that we got this neat forum where I could come up with an idea or an opinion or a topic. And then you guys correspond with me and you're like, hey, bro, you know, this is a better way to do it. Or, hey, this is how I've done it in the past and it's worked out great. You should try it. And I try it. And if I really love it, then yo, I'll throw it up here. So one of the things that I like to do when my kids were little is I'd make these little Ziploc bags, right? And I'd throw some earplugs that I get at Home Depot, those little foam ones. I'd throw some of those in there. I'd throw some goldfish in there. You know, some little snacks, maybe a granola bar, some fruit chews and some candy or whatever. And I would hand those out to the people that were sitting around me, right? And I would just let them know from jump, right? Just diffuse the situation from jump. Hey, I got two little kids here. We're going on a plane. It's probably going to get hyphy. But for your enjoyment, here's some earplugs to tune out the noise, and here's some snacks so you don't get hangry, right? Well, one of my listeners, she had sent me an email and said, you know, she loved that idea. And what she did, she took it to the next level, right? So she printed out a picture of her son. And then on the back, she wrote like, hi, my name is, you know, and then whatever your kid's name is. And I'm 2 years old and I'm going on a trip to New York City, you know, or wherever you guys are going. And I'm going there for Thanksgiving to see my Nana and Papa, you know, and I'm really excited about the trip. And if I'm too noisy or get too excited, I'm really sorry, but here are some, you know, earplugs and goldfish and snacks. So I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving and a good trip as well. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, that's next level shit right there. But that was an amazing idea. So I thought I'd definitely, you know, throw that on this episode and let you guys know that, you know, that's a great idea, especially if you're traveling by train or by plane or anything like that, to bring some of those pre-made packs with you to give to your neighbors. The other thing that I like to do is I like to bring some of those big black garbage bags, right? I throw some of those in my suitcase with the little roll of painter's tape, because when my kids were younger, and even now, right, when they go to bed, sometimes it's still sunny outside because we live in Arizona and the sun doesn't set till late. Or sometimes the sun rises so early that it's sunny before it's time to get out. Well, in my kids' rooms, we got blackout shades. But on the road, you're not guaranteed that a hotel or your family's house or the BRBO is going to have blackout shades. So what I like to do is I like to have those plastic bags so then I can cover up the windows when my kids are sleeping. I also used them a lot when I would travel with the kids. I'd try to get like a hotel room, and they got them like at the Hampton Suites and stuff like that, Embassy Suites, where you can get like a bedroom and then there's like a sitting area, right? Because my kids would go to bed at 7 o'clock at night, but I'm like, all right, I'm not tired at 7 o'clock at night. So I'd like, what, be sitting there doing nothing. So if I got a nice room where I could have like this sitting area, and it's not really like, if you find a lower budget, like a more family friendly economy hotel chain, it's not like that cost. It's not like you're getting some big fancy hotel suite, right? It doesn't cost anything extra. But on a lot of those rooms, they're made for like business people. So they have glass doors that separate like the bedroom from the parlor area, the living area. So it would still like keep my kids up if I'm watching TV or anything like that. So I would use those plastic bags and I'd cover up those glass windows, right? And you can just use with painter's tape to hold it down and there would be no sticky residue or anything like that. So it worked really well for me. So I would throw that stuff in my bag and just make sure that I had a good sleeping environment or napping environment or anything like that that I might need to kind of, you know, just make the kids more comfortable, make the space a little bit more enjoyable for them. And that's a perfect segue into my next topic, porta-cribs. Do they got a porta-crib? Are you going to bring a porta-crib? You know, how are you going to do that? You know, if, you know, I always brought my own porta-crib because I didn't trust somebody else to have theirs. The other thing that I would always do is I would take the bedding that my kids slept in like that night or the night before and then just change their bedding out clean. So I'd bring like dirty bedding with me and I would use that bedding in the porta-crib because now it smelled like their old environment. It smelled like their bedroom. It smelled like their nursery. And it made it a little bit more comfortable for them. The other thing is when my girls were at home and they were little, I'd always have a sound machine under their crib to help them sleep better. So I would pack that sound machine with me as well, right? I would try to create an environment in a hotel or a family's house the exact same as it was at our house, right? I try to just duplicate that entire environment, and it really saved a lot of headache. Another thing you want to do is make sure you have enough supplies, a few days of diapers and wipes and formula or snacks and things like that. The last thing you want to do is have to make a Target run on Black Friday to go pick up a pack of diapers. You know what I'm saying? A cool thing too that I've heard from other people, and this wasn't really available when my kids were really little, but it is now, is Amazon, right? Just pre-ship a pack of diapers and some wipes via Amazon to the place you're going. Even if you're going to a hotel, if you put on there like the hotel name and address and then put in care of guest and then your name, then they'll look in the computer and be like, oh, they're checking in next Tuesday. Cool. We'll hold this to them until they get here next Tuesday. And when you check in, be like, I believe there's a package for me. And then they'll give it to you. And you could put like all the stuff, the little stuff, the wipes, the hand sanitizer, you know, the diapers, if you use formula, the formula, the little snacks, all that kind of stuff. So then when you get there, you're ready to vacation and you don't have to worry about going out and running a bunch of errands first. Because that's the last thing you want to do, especially after you've been traveling all day. The last thing you want to do is make a Target run to go get some supplies. And, you know, you definitely want to make sure, especially if you're flying by air, that you have a lot of that stuff in your diaper bag, like extras of it, because you never know if there's going to be flight delays or anything like that. You want to make sure that you got plenty of backups for everything you need. You don't want to be waiting till the last minute. So the first break song we're about to take here is my boy Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. Oh, and that haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like flowers and held your hand. Shoulda gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Now back to Dads with Swag with your host, Sean Alfonso.
Welcome back to Dads with Swag. Check us out on iTunes and please subscribe, rate, and review the show. We need all the love we can get. You can find all our past episodes on dadswithswag.com. Follow us on social media at Your Coach Sean. And if you have any questions or show ideas or you want to come on the show, email me at sean@seanalfonso.com. I love to give back to charity. Sometimes I find it hard to just cut a big check. I get so busy with the wife and kids, I'm more of a set it and forget it kind of guy. That's why I love the Angel Club. I can pick the amount I want taken out of my checking account every month. I never see the money, so I never miss the money. And I can always feel good knowing I'm giving back every month. If you want to join the Angel Club, just go to piercefamilyfoundation.com. All things Thanksgiving travel with the kids. Extra time. You have to give yourself extra time. You got to give yourself extra time for all those unexpected things. Extra time at the airport, extra time at the gas station, all those different things that are going to come up. You have to give yourself extra time. Traffic and accidents and, you know, extra time at the train station or extra time to go through security, extra time to wait for cabs or cars, extra time for family to come pick you up. Like whatever it is, make sure you give yourself extra time. If you're flying and you're scheduling connecting flights, try to give as much space between those connecting flights as you possibly can. Me personally, I won't fly with the kids if we have to take a connection, unless it's like an overnight stay, because it's just, to me, it's too stressful, right? Especially when I was younger and I had to like hold one's hand and push a stroller and carry a diaper bag and, you know, all this other stuff. It was too stressful. So I would always, if we're going someplace, it's going to be a direct flight, even if it was at an inconvenient time. But give yourself extra time because you're already going to have enough stress and your wife or your husband's going to already have enough stress because you guys are going on this trip and family vacations are always stressful and holiday season is always stressful and going to see the family is always stressful. The last thing you need to do is add to that stress by not having enough time and being in a rush. Because I know for me, when I'm in a rush, man, that just stretches me out. But when I know that I got plenty of time, you know, I can relax a little and be like, hey, you know, let's not worry about it. The other thing to keep in mind are snacks, right? Because a well-fed kid is a happy kid. And not only are snacks going to keep their belly full, but it'll also give them something to do during downtime. But one of the most important things when packing the snacks for your road trip or your plane flight or your train ride or whatever you're doing is make sure that there's snacks with no sugar in it. Right? Because the last thing you need while you're sitting in an airport is your kid all hyped up on sugar. The last thing you need while you're sitting in an airplane and the plane buckle seats on so you can't get up and walk the kid around, or you're sitting in a car and you got 4 more hours to your next stop, is a kid that's hyped up on sugar. So try to make sure that the snacks that you provide are very low to no sugar, right? No red dye 40, like none of that stuff that's going to get your kid hyped up. You know the things that get your kid hyped up, right? You know what it is as a parent. You know the snacks that you give your kid, and then boom, they got all this energy that they got to burn off. So make sure you don't pack any of those kind of snacks. The other thing is extra power. Right? For all the portable electronic devices, for all the toys, for all the phones, for everything we need to entertain ourselves and our kids, make sure you got enough power. And when you think you have enough power boxes, enough external power boxes, or enough car chargers, get one more. Right? Because one more car charger is never going to hurt you. One more car charging cable is never going to hurt you. But if one were to break while you're driving, and then you're one short and somebody can't charge a device, that will hurt you, right? If you know that you have enough power to recharge all the iPads and 12 hours of power, and then there's a flight delay and you really needed 13 or 14 hours of power, that's going to hurt you. So when you think you have enough, pack a little bit more, because it's so light, it doesn't take up any space, and it's better to have it and not need to use it than need it and not have it. Because during the holidays, all the power plug cords are all used up. Everybody's trying to charge their devices inside the airports. Not every airplane has plugs at every seat anymore. So bring extra power. Extra toys. Extra movies. Make sure that, you know, you have enough. If you're using one of those old school, like portable DVD players, make sure you got enough DVDs, just in case one scratches or you lose one. If you've downloaded movies, make sure that they're all downloaded and working before you take your flight or before you go on that road trip. Because it's happened to me before where I've purchased the movies and I thought I downloaded them, but I only downloaded them to the cloud, so they weren't actually on the device. And then when we got on the plane, it wouldn't play because it wasn't on the device, it was in the cloud. So then I had to pay like $20 to like get Wi-Fi so they can download the movies. And then I had to pay like another $20 because the movies were so big. So it was really a pain in the butt. So make sure that stuff's downloaded and ready to go before you guys take off. And the toys, you know, make sure you definitely pack their favorite toys, and then pack a couple extra toys, because the boredom is going to, you know, they're going to go through toys a lot faster, and they're going to need a lot more things to keep them entertained than if, you know, you're just hanging out at the house or doing something like that. And a lot of this stuff, you know, I know it's like, just like, you know, doy Sean, of course I'm going to bring extra toys and extra movies, but not all of us as parents like always think of all this stuff. So hopefully, you know, there's a parent out there that's listening to this episode that's going, oh my gosh, I never thought of making sure like the movie was downloaded on my iPad, or, you know, having snacks with no sugar. Like once you hear it, you're like, oh, of course, that's common sense. But go easy on me. Like, I know a lot of this stuff for parents is common sense, and I'm repeating stuff that I've said in previous episodes, but I do believe that it's really important stuff for you guys to know, and for the new listeners out there who haven't, you know, gone to dadswithswag.com and downloaded all my old episodes, especially since we switched studios. We still haven't brought back a lot of the older episodes, but we're going to be doing that in weeks and months to come. If you're driving, now this to me, this is a lifesaver. Like driving with the kids, and when I was potty training my kids, I just kept this in the car all the time anyways, not just for road trips, but definitely on road trips I would have this in my car. And it's a little plastic porta potty. And this is the coolest thing. You know, I can't remember the brand name right now, but you could Google, like, you know, portable porta potties for kids and stuff like that. This was like a blue and green plastic one. And the way it worked is you got gallon sized Ziploc bags and you kind of unzipped it and pushed it through a hole. And then you put the zip part around this piece of plastic, and then you put another piece of plastic over that, and then you'd put down the lid. So all the bowel movement would go inside of the plastic Ziploc bag. They'd put their toilet paper in there or their wipes in there, and then you'd zip it closed and there'd be no odor or anything. I even went one step further, and I would, when I put the Ziploc bag in there, then I would put a couple pieces of toilet paper in there just so like if they were peeing, it wouldn't splash back up on them. And it is a huge time saver, right? It's a huge time saver because it folds up, opens up real quick. I always, after they go, I load my next one up. So when they gotta go, all I gotta do is unfold it. Boom, they sit on it. You could either pull off the freeway, or, you know, I know it's probably not the most, you know, hopefully there's no highway patrol listening to this show because it's not the safest thing in the world, but you know, your spouse could always just jump in the back, get the kid out of the car seat for, you know, a couple minutes, drive really safe and keep your eyes alert so you don't get in a car accident. And it just keeps things going. But I would recommend pulling off to the side of the road, of course, like off the freeway, not on the side of the freeway, pull off the freeway, you know, cover my ass with that right there. I don't need to get sued by like the Department of Transportation or car seat manufacturers or anything like that. But it only takes a couple minutes and it really saves the time on having to like find a gas station, you know, or deal with a fixing the car seat pads and changing the kids' clothes because they had an accident. And we know as soon as we leave a gas station or as soon as we leave a restaurant, no doubt that a kid's got to go to the bathroom again, like in a couple minutes. So that was like life-saving for me. I loved my portable potty. I think I still got it around here somewhere. I'm going to have to dig that up. But that was a lifesaver. So Google that. Look for one of those. They really helped a lot. Also, if you're driving in the car, and this actually goes for the airport and train stops and all that kind of stuff too. When you, but in a car especially, you have to make all these stops for gas and things like that. So when you pull into a gas station, right, the kids got to go to the bathroom, but then they also want to get some snacks, right? They see all this stuff and they want to get something at the gas station. I would recommend letting them get toys instead of snacks at the gas station because you've already pre-packed all these healthy snacks for your kid. You want to make sure that they eat that stuff. If you allow them to get snacks at the gas station, most likely it's going to be a sugary treat that they're going to want. And then you're going to have to say no. So the cool thing to do is like keep your kids' attention like on little tchotchke toys, maybe something that says the state or the city that you're in. And, you know, let them get one of those toys. And they're going to be so excited about that, that they're going to pretty much bypass and forget about the sugary snacks aisle. And the same thing, you know, if you're at an airport and you go to one of the gift shops, stay away from the sugary snacks. Let your kid get a little toy. One, once you get back to your seat or, you know, back to the car or, you know, get on the plane, that's going to give them a new toy to play with, right? And it's going to take up their attention for some time. And anything you can do to keep burning up attention and keeping their mind off of like boredom is going to be greatly appreciated by you, your spouse, and anybody else that you're traveling with. It's a lifesaver to not have sugared up kids and have a lot of different activities that they can do because they're going to go through them a lot faster than they typically do when they're at home. So we're about to take our second break. This time we got my girl, Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind.
As a place of movie scenes, noise is always loud. There are sirens all around, and the streets are mean. they say. See my face in lights, on my name a monkey's found down on Broadway.
Welcome back to Dads with Swag. Check us out on iTunes and please subscribe, rate, and review the show. We need all the love we can get. You can find all our past episodes on dadswithswag.com. Follow us on social media at Your Coach Sean. And if you have any questions or show ideas or you want to come on the show, email me at sean@seanalfonso.com. Check out our episode on family bonding on a budget. A great way to bond is cooking together. At our house, we love HelloFresh. It comes straight to the door every week with easy-to-read and step-by-step directions. All the ingredients are pre-measured. That makes it fun and fast. A great meal the whole family loves. Go to HelloFresh.com and use promo code SWAG30 to save 30% off your first order. That's SWAG30 to get your 30% off. Thanksgiving travel with the kids. Yeah. Respect your kids' schedule, their eat schedule, their sleep schedule. Make sure they eat and sleep at the same time. You know, there's a lot of different things that can really piss your kid off and get your kid acting like a fool, having a meltdown, you know, whatever you like to call it. But keeping them on a good schedule and respecting their sleep schedule and their eat schedule, even when there's a lot of family around or a lot of different activities, can really help save some stress. And the holiday season, as we know, already comes with enough stress. Visiting the family already comes with enough stress, right? So we got to do things that are kind of being like stress reducers. And one thing that can really reduce the stress on ourselves, on our family, and our kids is keeping on the same schedule. You know, your kid, if they're used to eating at 6 o'clock you got to keep them eating at 6 o'clock. If they're used to going to bed at 8, you got to keep them going to bed at 8. And I know that there's going to be a lot of activities and a lot of different things to be doing, but if you can keep your kid on the same schedule, that will save a ton of stress. The other thing is to change time or to not change time. See, my family, we're in Arizona now, but my entire family lives in the Bay. So we're always going back to the Bay for different holidays or different things like that. So I'd have to always be cognizant of time change, because here in Arizona, we don't change time. Or, you know, we're living on the East Coast for a little bit, and I'd have to go to San Francisco and, you know, be cognizant of the time change. And I would always try to keep my kids on their time, depending on how long the trip was. If it was just going to be a couple days, then I'd try to keep them on, you know, East Coast time or Arizona time, and go to sleep at, you know, 7 o'clock Arizona time, even if that meant it's only 6 o'clock California time. If it was going to be longer than a couple days, then I'd probably have them, you know, change to that time, get used to that time zone. But if you keep your kids on the same time, not only does it help their psyche when they're in that town, on that trip, on that vacation, but also when you get back home, they don't have to readjust to time, because nothing's really changed in their life except their environment, right? They're still eating at the same time. They're still sleeping at the same time. So take that into consideration when you go on a trip. Do you want to, you know, keep your kid on the same time zone that you're from, or do you want to switch time zones for them and have their eating schedule and sleeping schedule be different? If you choose to switch, just keep in mind that your kid might be acting cranky at different times of the day, right? If they're used to eating at 6 o'clock East Coast time, but it's only 3 o'clock West Coast time, your kid might get tired. They might get a little cranky come 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're sitting there wondering why. Well, they're used to going to bed, or they're used to having a snack. So you have to, you know, keep that in mind and give them a little bit of leeway when you're changing times like that. Another thing for all the germaphobe parents out there is new environment, new germs, right? So I know I'm not one of them, but I know there are a lot of parents out there that are germaphobes. So you have to keep in mind the new environment, the new germs. Keep with you extra disinfectant wipes, extra hand sanitizer. You know, I used to give my kids the vitamin C chews, those really ones that taste like oranges, those really good ones. They're like the big pills. I'd break them up and let them chew on those just to like boost up their immune system a little. You know, I'm a believer in like more germs, the better, because then it kind of boosts up their immune system and they don't get sick as often. But there's a lot of parents out there that, you know, are hypo germophobes. And just make sure that like you're prepared for the situation. You're going to be going through public places, airports, gas station bathrooms, you know, things like that. Even if you're staying at a family's house, the germs that their kids might have, you know, from their schools could be different than the germs your kids are used to at your schools. So make sure you have like the cough medicines and the allergy medicines and all that kind of stuff that you might need for the trip, as well as extra disinfectant wipes. And, you know, I like the vitamin C chews. Some parents do the drinks, the vitamin C drinks and stuff like that. But just think, new environment, new germs. Now we're about to take our last song. We got my girl, Christina Aguilera, Beautiful.
Every day is
back to Dads with Swag with your host, Sean Alfonso.
Welcome back to Dads with Swag. Check us out on iTunes and please subscribe, rate, and review the show. We need all the love we can get. You can find all our past episodes on dadswithswag.com. Follow us on social media at Your Coach Sean. And if you have any questions or show ideas or you want to come on the show, email me at sean@seanalfonso.com. Are you a dad that has no idea where to get the perfect birthday gift to that last-minute birthday party your kid just told you about? Wifey's on a girl's trip and you need to find swaggy things to do with the kids? Make sure you go to the one-stop shop made for dads by dads, azdads.com. All things Thanksgiving travel with the kids. Yeah. So just remember, get the kids excited before you guys go on a trip about how you're going to travel, whether you're going to go by plane, train, or automobile. Get that childproofing stuff figured out. Those pre-made packs that you could bring on the plane or the train that kind of like have the earplugs in it and the apology stuff in advance, kind of the, you know, break the tension about somebody having to sit in front or behind a little kid. And use my listeners' advice and throw that picture up there with the little note on the back. I think that's really cool. You know, portable cribs, do they got them? You going to bring them? I'm a big fan of my kids' bedding. Try to make the hotel room or the guest room or the Airbnb or wherever you're staying, try to make it as familiar to them as you possibly can. You know, it's going to really help with them sleeping better. The no sugar snacks. No sugar snacks. Let me say that again. No sugar snacks. The last thing you need is a toddler on a sugar high while you're trying to strap them into a car seat. The extra power, the extra toys, the porta potties, the extra snacks, you know, all these kind of things. You guys got this. You know it. I know you guys are going to have great Thanksgiving, safe holiday travels. We out.
Every Thursday, or go to dadswithswag.com and download past episodes.